jutting out into the Gulf of St. Lawrence with water on two sides of it, anybody who went out of it or into it had to pass over that hill road, and so run the unseen gauntlet of her all-seeing eye. She was sitting there one afternoon in early June. Matthew Cuthbert ought to have been sowing his turnip seed on the big field away over by Green Gables. And yet, here was Matthew Cuthbert, at 3:30 on the afternoon of a busy day, placidly driving over the hollow, dressed in one of his best suits.
Where is that Matthew Cuthbert going? He doesn't generally go to town this time of year, and he never visits. If he'd run out of turnip seed, he wouldn't dress up, take the buggy to go for more, now would he? Well, he isn't driving fast enough to be going for the doctor. I'll just step over to Green Gables after tea and find out from Marilla where he's going and why. I'm just clean puzzled, that's what. And I don't know a minute's peace of mind or conscience until I do know.
Afternoon, Mrs. Lynde.
Mm-hmm. Afternoon, Matthew Cuthbert. Yes, he's up to something.
Accordingly, after tea, Mrs. Rachel Lynde set out. She had not far to go. The big, rambling, orchard-embowered house where the Cuthberts lived was a scant 1/4 mile up the road from Lynde's Hollow. Green Gables was built at the furthest edge of the cleared land.
It's no wonder Matthew and Marilla are both a little odd, living away back here by themselves. Marilla! Are you in here? Marilla!
Yeah, come in, Rachel. Good evening, Rachel. This is a real fine evening, isn't it? Won't you sit down? How are all your folks?
Marilla was a tall, thin woman, with angles and without curves. Her dark hair showed some gray streaks and was always twisted up in a hard little knot behind, with 2 wire hairpins stuck aggressively through it. She was a woman of narrow experience and rigid conscience.
We're all pretty well. I was kind of afraid you weren't when I saw Matthew starting off today. I thought maybe he was going to the doctor's.
Oh, no, I'm quite well, although I had a bad headache yesterday. Matthew went to Bright River. We're getting a little boy from an orphan asylum in Nova Scotia, and he's coming on the train tonight.
Are you in earnest, Marilla?
Well, yes, of course.
What on earth put such a notion into your head?
Well, we've been thinking about it for some time, all winter, in fact. Mrs. Alexander Spencer was up here one day before Christmas, and she said she was going to get a little girl from the asylum over in Hopeton in the spring. So Matthew and I have been talking it over on and off ever since. Well, we thought we'd get a boy. Matthew's getting up in years, you know. He is 60, and he isn't so spry as he once was. So in the end, we decided to ask Mrs. Spencer to pick us out one when she went over to get her little girl. Well, we mean to give him a good home and schooling. We had a telegram today saying they were coming on the 5:30 train tonight.
Well, Marilla, I'll just tell you plain. I think you're doing a mighty foolish thing, a risky thing. Well, that's what. You don't know what you're getting. You're bringing a strange child into your house and home, and you don't know a single thing about him, nor what his disposition is like. Why, it was only last week I read in the paper how a man and his wife up west of the island took a boy out of an orphan asylum and he set fire to the house at night and nearly burnt them to a crisp in their beds. If you had asked my advice in this matter, which you didn't do, Marilla, I'd have said, for mercy's sake, not to think of such a thing, that's what.
Oh, now I don't deny there's something in what you say, Rachel. I've had some qualms myself. But my brother was terrible set on it, I could see that, so I gave in. It's so seldom Matthew sets his mind on anything that when he does, I always feel it's my duty to give in.
Well, I hope it'll turn out all right. Only don't say I didn't warn you if he burns Green Gables down or puts strychnine in the well. I heard of a case in New Brunswick where an orphan asylum child did that and the whole family died in fearful accident.